Well, if you are an educator, there is probably no better sound than hearing that school bell ring and the chatter of your students settling into their classroom seats. That is certainly the case at Marist Catholic High School in Eugene. And joining Mater Dei Radio this morning to give us the joyful news of activities at Marist is the school's president, David Welsh. Hey, good morning, David. Always great to talk with you.
Same to you, David. Good morning. How are you?
Well, doing very well. Kind of a fall-like day out there today. Is that the same in Eugene?
It is. We got our first taste of rain last night and early this morning. And so, yes, much needed for everyone. But it does seem like fall is on the way with the leaves changing. And, yes, things at school do seem to be returning to some sort of normal.
Well, as I mentioned, too, I'm sure joyful just to hear those students back in the hallways.
It is. And to be honest, I mean, things are somewhat back to what the world was before. Obviously, we are keeping our distance and wearing our masks. But other than that, sports is going. Our retreats are going forward. The students are in the classroom, probably healthier than ever, wearing the masks and not having the cold and flu. And I just have to say, the faculty, the staff, the families, and especially the students have been great about trying to follow the rules and make sure that we all stay safe and we all stay open.
That's great. Last time I looked, it looked like the Marist football team off to a pretty good start.
Very good start. Very happy about that. It's actually, there's a number of different things that I've been able to experience for the first time. Because if you remember, I started at the beginning of the pandemic, so I'm starting my second year having a full football game, and it was a great time, a beautiful evening. And there are just so many things that after a year I'm experiencing for the first time. We had our first all schools mass last week. There's a tradition where everybody kisses the M in our fountain, which I had to do as well as both our freshmen and our sophomores, since they weren't able to do that last year. So it's really great to see these traditions and aspects of a high school education and a community somewhat back to what it was before.
So great to hear. Speaking with David Welsh, she is the president of Marist Catholic High School in Eugene. So here we go, off to a new school year. So, I mean, have you set any goals? Is there anything there just from a school standpoint you want to accomplish this year?
There is, actually, David. I mean, I think number one is stay open, and that is a broad term, but it takes a lot, obviously, to do that. And I do feel like that is something we can do. Again, returning some sort of normal, definitely making sure that we are attending to the mental health of our students. This is something that is across this country, across this world. I think we just have to make sure that our kids are coming back to something that they hopefully is what they expected it to be. And so we're really being mindful of that. But I'd have to say, David, also, we learned a lot through the pandemic in regards to delivery of our education. We were lucky years ago during the ice storms and snowstorms, which I think affected most everybody here on this side of the mountains a few years ago. We invested into iPads for all students, and that really allowed us to quickly turn to keeping a full education going even when we weren't able to be together. But it's also then looking back now from our faculty is what did we learn through the process? What was the element of a comprehension of our students? And I've been really excited by the amount of work that our faculty are doing to continue to try to improve our curriculum after we were forced to use this other model. And now that we're back in the classroom, what do we want to keep, and definitely what things do we not want to basically not do anymore?
And you think about the kind of the old adage, adversity can make you stronger.
It is. I mean, I think that there is just even more of a focus on the student, David. It's really just understanding what is their load, how do all the individual teachers teaching, how can we collaborate together as teachers together for the student. It's not that we weren't always attentive to the student, but we understand the pressures now. It does. It just shines a different light on things. And so we recently, during the pandemic, we were accredited, which is a six-year process that happens for all schools as they go through, and we're really diving into those accreditation plans. and making improvements. And it's really great to see the excitement of the faculty and staff moving forward during a time when I'm sure everybody just kind of wants to get back and get back to what it was before. But we are looking at not necessarily returning to what we were doing before and to continue to push forward.
Sure, absolutely. David Welsh, he is the president of Marist Catholic High School in Eugene. And I wanted to mention too, David, you got a big event coming up here on October 8th, Friday, your second Hall of Fame induction ceremony. That's exciting.
It is, and hopefully we would wish it would have been our third, but again, we had to break on that last year and not be able to hold it. It is something that we're trying to do to honor those students and that had an amazing experience here through athletics, is, which, you know, is part of the mind, body, and spirit. It's one of the three main tenets for all our students to be able to expand their horizons and their experiences here. We're going to be honoring the 1996 girls basketball state champions, the 1997 to 2003 girls basketball teams that won 100 SkyM League win streak.
Wow.
And then a number of other alums as well. And I think this is something that we want to continue to do in engaging our alums. Unfortunately, we're not able to do it fully in person. We are going to be able to have those who are receiving the awards to be able to be in the room. But during the situation, we have to be careful about drawing even more people towards campus. So we will be doing a live stream on this. And I do encourage everybody to visit the website and they can see, you know, glass half full. You know, my hope is that this actually allows for more of our alumni to view it and to be part of it. And then this is something we continue to want to expand going forward. But we're very proud of our students who have succeeded here at Marist. And this is a great opportunity for us to honor them and bring everybody back together again to kind of relive that moment.
Fantastic. Again, that is October 8th, Friday. You can go online and live stream that. Finally, as you wrap it up, David, just really quickly, folks want to support your scholarship fund. How can they do that?
They can go to, obviously, Marist, our Marist Catholic High School website, and it is critically important. I appreciate you putting it out there. We raise over $1 million a year in order to support our students, and I think that's important. And although it's tough raising that money, it is an important part of our component, and as I'm stating to everybody, to have a school to have a need like that shows the importance of a Catholic school. It's what makes us a Catholic school. It makes us making sure that we're able to offer this education to all of those who are in need. We encourage everyone to come forward to us and talk to us so that we can work something out. We had a very strong enrollment year last year, so we're very happy to be back on track. And we will be continuing our commitment to Catholic education, which is $1,000 off for Catholic students, as well as $1,000 off for students from Catholic schools. And this is something that going forward, just to make sure that we can make our education as affordable as possible for all those in our community.
Fantastic. David Welsh, he is the president of Marist Catholic High School in Eugene. David, always great to talk with you. I just wish you a very, very wonderful school year.
Thanks so much, David. Thanks for checking in. Everybody stay safe out there, and I look forward to talking to you in the future.
All right. God bless.
God bless you, too.